once again, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Michelle Schacht.
Hey, y'all want to hear some of what y'all said? All right. Let's see, where do I start? Awesome. I don't know where it started, so I'm just going to start here. Oh, my other big favorite, along with Anchorage and Jim Crow. Where are you, Elise? That's okay. You know you're good. Anchored down in Anchorage, even with commercial breaks. Thanks for the shout out for Strike Debt, Life or Debt. And that's from Lisa. And Lisa was the only person who joined the conversation before the show. Remember where it said?
I said, thank God
you're here.
It's so good to see you again.
I said, the Calvary has finally arrived. And I think I meant cavalry, but I'm not sure I did. Every time you sing Anchorage, I think of my 6-year-old skateboard punk rocker, Stella. Stella! Hey, Shell, how's that jackrabbit running? I think that's a request for a song I have called Jump Little Rabbit. It says, Easter's coming, you know? Some things only get better with age. That song was clearly one of them. Thank you, Christine. Really, reality could include some gospel. Any other lovers of invisible men in here? This is sincerely the two things that I'm passionate about, y'all. I love me some Jesus, and I love liberation. And I did not know how I was going to come to San Francisco and authentically represent both. We came to see you. Don't need no other guitar playing guy, no how. Great verse set. Rocked my baby to sleep to Anchorage 13 years ago. And thank you for the loan thereof of your husband. What a wonderful God.
So truth be damned, let's go with reality just for a while.
I know I talk a lot, and apparently at some point it's going to either put me in a coma or cause me to have cancer and a premature death, but I really can't help it. Now I've dedicated 25 years to becoming more and more authentic, and I'm told that that has value in the current culture. But I'm not 100% convinced. But there's no turning back. I've been practicing for quite a while. But I've got some really wonderful role models and inspiration drawn. Georgia O'Keeffe. For those of you who don't believe there's an invisible guy here in the room with us right now, you may be inspired by her example. There was this one mountain she painted over and over and over again. It was there near her house in Abiquiu, and the mountain was called Mount Pedernal. And finally, someone asked her why, Georgia. I don't think she had Twitter, but somebody got to her. Why do you paint this mountain so many times? And her answer was quite confounding for someone who confessed to not believe in God. She said, because God told me if I painted it enough, he would give it to me. I'm just telling you the fact. And so sure enough, when Georgia died, anybody want to hazard a guess as to where they scattered her ashes? Uh-huh. So it's not too late. You can jump into this Jesus gang anytime you want. But I was in a prayer meeting yesterday, and you got to appreciate how scared folks on that side of the equation are. I mean, from their vantage point, and I really shouldn't say there, because it's mine too, we are at nearly at the end of time. And from our vantage point, we're going to be, I think maybe Chinese water torture is going to be the means, the method. Once Prop 8 gets instated, and once preachers are held at gunpoint and forced to marry the homosexuals, I'm pretty sure that that will be the signal for Jesus to come on back. You said you wanted reality. If someone would be so gracious as to please tweet out, Michelle Schock just said from stage, God hates faggots. Would you do it now?
You can have your show, Michelle.
Only some people's gods.
Just adjusting my bra strap. Nothing worth getting a froth over. They're confounded. Matt, you might need to come back up here.
There's going to be a lot of talking about that.
I ain't scared. This is not a tribunal. This is one woman's opinion. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I am so committed to loving each and every soul in this room tonight that I could not come here and ignore you. I could not come here and pretend that I was above the conversation. And I couldn't pretend that I was beneath it either. I had to join it. Thank you for that one hand clap. I do that all the time. Matter of fact, I was in church a couple, you know it's come to a bad point when the white girl is sitting in a black church. I'm clapping, and a man in front of me turns around and goes, that's irritating. Hallelujah. I'd like to play you some songs, but
I hope you get wise, Michelle, and realize that there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. Everybody is deserving of your, whoever your God is, his love.
Can I respond to that off the microphone?
Respond to it on the microphone. I am sick of Christians filled with hypocrisy hiding behind the symbol of a cross.
Come on, show it. Show your true self. Come on.
I'm confused.
Can you clarify?
Come on, Michelle.
Say what you mean.
Confusing. What are you so afraid of?
I believe that the Word of God is just what it says it is.
Oh, dear God.
The truth.
Literal? You're a literalist?
What? Well, you cut your hair. That's not so good in the Bible.
Frightening.
I'm just saying one thing. Just one thing. Just one thing. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo, que ha dado a su Hijo un unigénito, para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. You don't speak Spanish?
Oh, no, we do.
I don't.
Don't cry. I've got to try to live without a past. My shoes and dress the soles. Only cost me 5 pesos. At this rate, the money goes twice as far. Atención, senor. My cerveza, por favor. A rolling stone gathers his thoughts in a Mexican war. I was heading down to Guatemala during a very brief ceasefire in the hostilities, but I'd made the mistake of booking my flight on Aeromexico. Aeromexico is owned by the Mexican government. So they've arranged things so that you can't fly through Mexico without stopping for the night in Cancun. Which, I don't know, Cancun is some people's idea of paradise.
Where's the
lot of fat, happy gringos saying, pay, bring me another cerveza. So when the plane landed at the airport in Cancun, I told the taxi driver, just take me into town. I'm gonna stay at a pension. Avoid those fancy resorts. To my surprise, this other gringo asked, could he get a ride? I said, sure. We got to the hotel, checked in to our separate rooms. This story's not going where you think it is. But about 5 minutes later, he comes knocking on my door. Wanted to know, do I got change for $100 bill? I said, man, this is Mexico. They don't use dollars here. They use pesos. But this is back when I was still drinking. So I said, you want to come around the corner with me to the bar, get a beer? Maybe they have change for $100 there. So we did. And they did. And after a beer, maybe two, okay, three, he started explaining to me that he was supposed to be in Memphis the next morning for a court hearing. This man was on the lam. But that's all right, because he told me he had bought a book. The book was called How to Be a Fugitive. Of course, you realize he'd just broken the first rule of the book. You're gonna be a fugitive? For God's sake, don't tell nobody. After another beer, he told me how he was gonna get by in Mexico. He thought he was gonna continue doing what he'd been doing all along, which was making guitars. Right there in his bag, he had a sample of his wares. Did I want to see it? Sure, I told him. Show me what you got. And he pulled out the neck, headstock of guitar that he'd been working on, right there on the end, like they all do. It's the name of the luthier. Newman. New man. Well, I ain't gonna pass that up. So, I wished him well. Especially because he'd just broken the second rule of the book. Gonna be a fugitive, don't tell nobody your real name. I admit all I really know is the little that he told me. But between you and me, it's best between the lines. Although I swear I heard him say there'd been a fiancé convicted of his love, but not his crime. Listen, y'all. We are condemned by our own hand. A fugitive will understand. So forget everything you can. What's in the name? But sure as the word may flash, the soul will confess. And this cup passes before us all the same. Enjoying reality so far?
No.
It's not your reality.
Sucks pretty much, doesn't it?
Our reality, okay.
You can't have both. Don't come to San Francisco saying that shit. Let's take that note. I just got a tweet. It said, don't come to San Francisco saying that shit. Where do I go to say that shit?
Wow, that's so weird.
It is weird. Yeah, it is
weird.
This is not my choice.
According to this show, we spent like 20% of the show on tweets. 80% was a show. And 40% was homophobia.
Get her out of here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us tonight at Yoshi's.
You're pulling the flag. You're giving me the hook, y'all. I still got game.
Yoshi's, we appreciate your patronage. So your servers will be with you shortly with your tabs. Thank you so much for joining us, and we do hope to see you again back here very soon. Thank you.
Shout at me to shut up and turn the volume up on the TV. And when the neighbors all began to complain, you yell at me. Tell me that it's my treachery to blame. Gave you my trust.
Michelle,
for the things you are doing in our name. Listen, y'all. All I ever needed you to show me was your soul. But I see that all you ever really wanted was control. And now I know this wasn't part of your flag. But I'm singing this, citizen, country, not woman. I'm saying that we should see other people. We should see other people. Oh, I believe with all my heart that we should start to see other people. All I ever needed you to show me was your soul. But I see that all you ever really wanted was control. Now I know this wasn't part of your plan. But I'm singing this, citizen to country, not woman to man. I'm singing, we should see other people. I just want y'all to know that I didn't ask for a deposit for this performance. And I have pretty good reason to believe that when I leave here tonight, I'm going to be told that I did not give anyone their money's worth. And so now I would like to pass the hat and ask if you wouldn't mind putting a dollar in for the folk singer, for the busker, for the street performer. And if that's too kind, maybe you'll support my initiative, a songbook with sheet music in it. You can read the words. You can see for yourself between the lines. All I'm trying to say is God bless us, everyone. Thank you for coming today.